Okay. If you wanted a title for this morning, it would be Making Good Decisions, or something like that. But I want to actually talk in somewhat about emotions, and I feel a bit of a con man talking about that, because I'm a person that actually doesn't show emotions very much. I keep them bottled up. And but we're all different. Some of us are incredibly emotional, and some of us are not. But we are all made in God's image, and God is an emotional God. Emotions. Two things about emotions, that basic things, are these. And I'll maybe put a couple of testimonies in here to actually highlight those. First thing is, we allow emotions to stop us doing what we are called to do. And the other thing is, we allow emotions to rule us. So in one instant, our emotions block us from doing what we are called to do. And that, for me, was an example of this, is that a couple of weeks ago I met a friend in London who has prostate cancer. In fact, way back 20 odd years ago, one of our friends, Paul, he died of prostate cancer, and that's when I got all the tests in and found out that I'd had it, and that's another story. But John, who I met a couple of weeks ago, he wanted to talk to me because he's also got it, and it has gone to his bones, which is not really good. And he asked me to go and meet him and have a chat, and which I did. It wasn't a busy pub, but had a chat with him, and I prayed with him. Now, in a pub, in a public place, praying with someone, you may be quite fearful of that, and you may think, this is quite embarrassing. But then you do what God calls you to do. And interestingly, another chap was there sitting next to us. He said, "Oh, would you pray for me, please? I've got heart failure." So I prayed for him as well. Now, the interesting thing is, coming home, the train came through Denmark Hill Station. At Denmark Hill is King's College Hospital. And I was sitting on a busy train, and there was a lady that got on and sat opposite me, and I sensed that there was something amiss. I thought, got on at Denmark Hill, probably has been to the hospital, probably has a problem with someone in the hospital, and she looked very much distressed. So then your emotions of love and compassion kick in, and you think, is there anything I can do? And God said to me, and it was a clear word, he said, "Tell her everything's going to be all right."
Wow.
Really? Really? Anyway, so then fear set in, embarrassment set in. How am I going to do this in a busy train? In the end, we were pulling into Bromley Station, where I was getting off, and I thought, right, okay, it's now or never. And I said, "Excuse me," I said, "I'm a Christian. I don't often do this," I said, but God's told me to tell you God's told me to tell you that everything's going to be okay." And at that moment, the train doors opened and I had to get off, which was a bit convenient on my part, because I could get away from the situation. But I left her with that seed in her. And it's just another little thing. I'm going to be wandering a bit about, as I normally do. One of the things that struck me, I don't know what's going to happen to that word that I gave her. What's going to happen to it? I don't know. But then there's that saying I shared with Peter Jen the other week, was this, that wise men plant trees whose shade they will never enjoy.
Yeah.
And we plant seeds that God tells us to plant.
Yes, right.
Yeah. And we will possibly never see the fruit of it.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. No. We're called to sow seeds.
Yeah, very good.
So Emotions can, emotions of fear and embarrassment can actually stop you doing what God's called you to do. But on the other hand, we need emotions to actually guide us and direct us to listen to what God is saying to us. And another example is this, when Liz and I left our previous church, there were things that were going on that we were not happy with regarding ourselves. We had pressures of life with parents and goodness knows what, and those pressures were not understood by the leadership there. And so we sensed that, what do we do? We've been coming down, Liz has especially been coming down to Tunbridge, and we felt maybe this is the place where we should be. Now that's all very well feeling, that's where you should be, but you need to know that God is saying to you, that's where I want you to be. And so we had all these things, our feelings were very much, yes, we've got to be down in Tunbridge, but we asked God for a confirmation, which he gave us, and I've told you the story before about the CD. Have I told that before about the CD? No, okay, well, the CD, Liz's sister, the year before, bought me a CD for Christmas, and it was a CD of a Norwegian Christian choir singing carols in Norwegian. And I thought, that's an interesting present, very useful present to have. And at this time, we'd said, God, we need a sign. Do we go to Tunbridge by the new year? And Liz's sister this year bought me this CD by Jared Cooper. And there were songs in there, that a particular song that really spoke and said, and it was a clear word that we should go to Tunbridge, that's why we're here. So we don't rely on emotions to make decisions that are, in a sense, life-changing, or not even so much life-changing, but those that, we'll come on to this in a bit more as we go through, but I want us to look at Proverbs 3, verses 1 to 8. This is what it says. My son, that includes all of us, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Well, we could stop there after that one, couldn't we? That's all good stuff. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favour and a good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Scientists tell us there are 27 different emotions. I won't go through them all. In fact, the word emotion comes from a Latin word which means to move. Emotions cause us to move in different ways. They cause us to move without thinking things through, or they can cause us to move away from something in fear. As I said before, God is emotional. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be emotional. I wish I could be more emotional. But the Bible tells us the seat of our emotions is in our heart. Proverbs 4, verses 20 to 23. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. So along with our emotions in our heart should be God's word.
Yes.
For they are the life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Interesting that keeping God's word twice here is said it will keep your body, give you long life and so on. Above all else, guard your heart. For everything you do flows from it. So in a sense, our emotions and our flow from our heart, and God's word, in a sense, flows from our heart as well. In Hebrew and Greek, the heart is rarely purely emotional, but rather the core of a person's being, integrating thoughts motivations and moral choices, integrating thoughts. So what gets integrated? The word of God and our emotions. If we act purely on emotions, we'll get nowhere, and we'll be off God's path, which we'll talk about in a moment. But God's word is there to actually guide our emotions. In Ezekiel, it says, I'll give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take from them the heart of stone and will give them the heart of flesh. Now, at the same time that God does that, he gives us the mind of Christ. When we're born again, our heart is renewed and our mind is renewed. We have the mind of Christ. We have a renewed mind. Before that, our heart is deceitful above all things. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The Bible indicates that these heart-seated emotions are not meant to rule the individual, but are to manage and align with God's will through a renewed mind, under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Romans 12. And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourself what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in the plan and purpose for you. So by having our minds renewed, we become aware of his plan and purposes. So we have the mind of Christ, and our renewed mind controls our emotions.
Yeah.
Just want to go back to Proverbs 3. Remember Proverbs 3, what we just read?
Mm-hmm.
And in there it says these things. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Our heart, remember, is our intellect, our feelings and emotions. So we, in a sense, we give our heart to God. We trust him with our heart. And do not lean to your own understanding. So if you have a renewed mind and you live and allow the renewed mind to control you, you will not lean to your own understanding, but you will lean to what God is telling us to do. In all your ways, submit to him. All your ways, that basically means your very being. It means everything you are, everything you do, is what in all your ways means. So in all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. Right, submit, or in other translations, acknowledge, means to observe him, to be acquainted with him, and to have close knowledge of him. And he will make your path straight. And I refer then to Psalm 119, verse 105. You all know this verse, don't you? Don't you? Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. So, bring this together. When we have decisions that need to be made, decisions about church, about where we live, about what we do, what job we should do, and so on, the path that we're on, God lights the path. Okay? He not only lights the path, he lights every step that we take. So, what's the chance of us getting it wrong? There shouldn't be any chance of us getting it wrong, really, if we are listening and adhering to what God is telling us by his word. So, in knowing the direction of our lives and the choices and decisions we make, our decisions we make are fundamentally based on God's word and not our emotions primarily. Now, I'm not saying that emotions don't come into this. They do. But fundamentally, what we do and the way we move is based on God's word and what God says and speaks to us. God gives us feelings about our path. Of course he does. We will get to feel that we are doing what God wants, but it must be backed up by God's word. So decision making is not from our emotions, but from the word and what God says to us. As I said, emotions play a part, but they must be within alignment of scripture. And again, Jeremiah 29 verse 11, that says, "For I know the plans I have for you," and so on. Was it 10 past 12? This is going to be short, and it is short.
That's good.
But these are some conclusions, all right? Making the right choices. Did you know, let me read it first, Psalm 91 verse 11. "For he will command his angels in regard to you to protect and defend and guard you in all your ways of obedience and service." So not only does God light our path and direct us, he provides angels to help us. Proverbs 4:26, "Consider well and watch carefully the path of your feet, and all your ways will be steadfast and sure." You know, we've all done it, haven't we? We get into a situation and our emotions sort of take over, and we get off on this path. And in a sense, we're on a path now that's not lit, we are driven by emotion. But angels are there thinking, they must be thinking, well, we've lit this path, we've provided ourselves angels to guide that person. What on earth are you doing on this path? So, watch your ways. Proverbs 5:21. "For the ways of man are directly before the eyes of the Lord, and he carefully watches all of his paths, all of his comings and goings." So God is watching you. Every step you take, I'll be watching you. That reminds me of a song. Can I ask you to sing it? God is watching every step we take. Galatians 5:16, "So I say, walk in the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh," or emotions. You know, I could walk into a Porsche dealership. I'm not actually keen on Porsches. Let me put it another way. I could walk into a Land Rover dealership, and I would like to think that Defender 120 costing goodness knows how much. I'd love to have that car. Now, I know God gives us the desires of our heart. And out of emotions, if I had enough money, I could actually go and just maybe buy it. But would it be what God wanted it to do? So I've based the whole thing on emotions. I've not prayed about it. Not asked God what he thinks about it. And by purchasing that thing without having God's approval, I could end up in all sorts of financial issues and goodness knows what else.
That's good. Good example.
"Not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit." Now God doesn't say, the Spirit of God doesn't say that Land Rover Defenders are not good. They are very good. But if it's not what God's will is, it says this in Galatians, "They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are under the law of the Spirit." And fundamentally, if we listen to God and not our emotions, we will avoid sin.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
So as I said, emotions are not bad. But do not let your emotions control you or run your life. which is why it's important that we adhere to what God is telling us. And with that, I'm going to pull it to an end. Shall we just pray?
Yeah,
Father God, I thank you that we are made in your image. And you, Lord, have emotions, and therefore we have emotions. Mm. But Father God, we thank you that you've given us a way by renewing our minds that we can control those emotions and do what is right in your eyes. So we ask, Father God, as we go into this week, that you would guide us, that you'll keep every step lit, keep the path lit, Lord, so we will not go astray, so we will do what you have called us to do, that we will plant seeds that of trees that shades, that we will never sit in their shade, Lord, but that doesn't matter, Lord. We ask, Father God, that we will not allow the emotional fear, emotional embarrassment stop us from doing what you call us to do. Amen.
Amen.